A pledge from Britain's new king, Lisa Brady, Fox News. King Charles III, in his first address as the new monarch, says he'll serve with loyalty and love.
I pay tribute to my mother's memory, and I honor her life of service. I know that her death brings great sadness to so many of you, and I share that sense of loss beyond measure with you all.
He says Queen Elizabeth was an inspiration and example to him and all of the family as the nation and the world mourn her passing. A service at St. Paul's Cathedral after church bells and gun salutes across Britain in the Queen's honor. Parliament also paying tribute, which will continue tomorrow. And the Queen will lie in state at Parliament's Westminster Hall on the days leading up to a state funeral, which President Biden says he plans to attend. This Sunday marks 21 years since the 9/11 terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people.
We remember these attacks and how they united our nation with a powerful resolve.
Joint Chiefs Vice Chair Christopher Grady at the annual memorial ceremony today for Pentagon staff. President Biden will speak Sunday at the Pentagon while the First Lady visits Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where a hijacked plane crashed in a field. And the National 9/11 Museum in New York will hold its annual observance. Sheriff's officials in Maryland just confirming that three children were among the dead found in a home earlier today after a man called 911 from the home to report a shooting. This happened in a residential neighborhood about 60 miles northeast of Baltimore. Responding officers found five people all shot to death, including three children in grades 5 through 8. Officials say there's no ongoing threat to the public. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The suspect in a live-streamed Memphis shooting spree stays in jail for now.
Police in Memphis say it was 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly on those live streams Wednesday, driving around the entire metro area, shooting 4 people to death.
There are other charges because obviously there are a number of different incidents involved, and those charges may be forthcoming, so stay tuned.
Prosecutor Steve Mulroy, Kelly will be held without bond. He'll be back in court next week. Kelly is a previously convicted felon released from prison early. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Power's being shut off for thousands of customers in Oregon because of extreme heat and windy conditions, raising the risk of wildfires. At least 2 Oregon utilities implementing precautionary measures, with schools in affected areas canceling classes. 2 House Democrats want a federal probe of airline bailouts over concern COVID-related funding may have been used to encourage workers to quit.
New York Representative Carolyn Maloney and House Majority Whip South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn asking the Treasury Department's Deputy Inspector General to investigate whether airlines used coronavirus relief funds for buyouts or early retirement offers to employees during the pandemic. The $54 billion in taxpayer aid was meant to keep workers on the payroll, prohibiting carriers from laying off staff. However, when air travel fell in 2020, airlines offered incentives for workers to quit or take long-term leave. With travel demand on the rebound, they're now facing staffing problems, including with pilots. Maloney and Clyburn calling for transparency, asking the watchdog for preliminary results by September 22nd.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. An hour to the close on Wall Street, an even bigger rally. The Dow's up 435 points, the S&P more than 1%, the NASDAQ more than 2%. Oil prices also surging, getting back over $86 a barrel. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.